Today's shiur is for schus for refuah shleima, for shalom ben bracha. Today's shiur is masechta ksubas daf lamed aleph. We will begin on daf lamed aleph. Amar aleph at the top of the amid gufa. Gufa amar b'chizda madrav nechunya ben akana. Even though we've been learning, rav nechunya ben akana applies the concept of kimle b'drabnei, even in a situation where the chiyuv is a chiyuv, the stricter chiyuv is a chiyuv karis, which of course is not something which is given by Bezdin, which is given by the Shemayim. It still says the Gemara, Madra b'tchimini ben akana, b'kain of chelba shel chaveroi, if somebody steals chelev from someone else for ochla and he eats it, shu chayiv. In such a situation, he's chayiv karis for eating the chelev, he's chayiv tashlumim, he's chayiv to pay for having stolen the chaylev, and he teaches us that he's chay, that we don't say kimle b'derabanei shekfar, and the Gemara explains why not shekfar nischay b'gneva kodem yavol deis a chaylev. The chiyev for gneva precedes the chiyev for eating the chaylev, and the only time we say kimle b'derabanei is when the two averis come simultaneously. But in a situation such as this, where the two averis don't come at the same time, says the Gemara, we don't say kimle b'drabanei. Suggest the Gemara, lema pligid rav oven. It seems that what he's saying is contrasted with what Rav Oven said. And as the Rishonim point out, there really isn't an issue with Rav Chisda and Rav Oven arguing. They're both Amoraim, and Amoraim are allowed to disagree. What the Gemara, that's not the Gemara's question. What the Gemara is trying to analyze, do Rav Chisda and Rav Oven disagree, or is there a way to have them be able to agree? Our Gemara just taught us that whenever the two Averis don't come at the same time, we don't say kimle b'drabanei. The Tayag Doisha points out the Tzvila Tzadik says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu regarding Klal Yisrael and their time that they'll have to be in Golus. The Torah says v'avodim v'inu osam, they're going to work for the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim will put them into great distress. V'achkein yetzer b'chush gadol. So the question that the Tzvila Tzadik asks is how the Klal Yisrael take the Rechush Mitzrayim, how was Klal Yisrael able to take all of that belong to Mitzrayim? We have the rule that we're learning in our sugya of Kimle b'derabanei. So the Mitzrayim were punished. Terrible, they had the Makkos, they drowned in the Yamsuf. So why didn't we apply the concept of Kimle b'derabanei? So he explains that the rechush gadol that Klal Yisrael took from the Mitzrayim was because they worked all those years in Mitzrayim. And since they worked all those years in Mitzrayim, they were entitled to get paid. And therefore, says Tzvila Tzadik, this is not considered that they were doubly punished, that they both suffered physically and they also had to pay, they lost their rechush gadol. Because this is considered, he explains, like we're going to learn, when we have mam lezeh v'nefashis lezeh, that if you chayiv moment to one person, and you chayiv an oynish because of a different person, there we wouldn't say the concept of kimle m'drabanei. So he explains, that's pshat what the pasuk says, v'avodem v'inoysom, that they made them work, for that they had to, and they made them suffer, for that they were punished. Akach yetzer b'chush gadol is for the work that we did. The Sefer Lechem Asher takes the same approach. The pasuk says that gam asagoya she'avoidu dor anoichi v'akach yetzer l'chush gadol. So he explains that what happened was that the Mitzrayim, the way they convinced Klal Yisrael to work for them, they first started saying, don't work, you don't have to work so hard, even the Mitzrayim will work, And afterwards, they started working with them in a very distressful way. So we just learned, explains the Lechem Asher, that we only say Kimlei with Rabbanei if the two Averis come at the same time. But the way the Mitzrim structured that we should have to work for them, they structured it in a way, he explains, the first it was Bekal. It was just asked to work on, to work for them, and they'll get paid, and it'll be a privilege to work for them. And then after they began working for them, they began mistreating them. So since the two Averis did not come at the same time, there is no issue of Kimlei Midrabbanei. That's his explanation. So our Gemara suggests the Gemara of Chizda, and Rav Avin are maybe disagreeing. Damar Rav Avin, Hazor Chetz Mitchilas Arba L'Soif Arba. If somebody throws an arrow and it's just Rabbim on Shabbos from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos, V'Korin Shiroim B'Chilach Asai, and it tore something as it's traveling, Potter. He doesn't have to pay for the damage that he did to those clothing, because we say Kimlei Midrabbanei. But let's think about it. We know that to be chayiv in any act of carrying on Shabbos, we have to have an akira and an anocha. And until the anocha takes place, there is not considered that we had a chilul Shabbos, for which there would be mises bezdin. The obligation to pay for what you damaged comes immediately as you tore those clothing. So why does Rav Avin say that it's a situation of Kimlei Midrabbanei? Haven't we just extensively explained that if the two punishments don't come simultaneously, it's not considered Kimlei Midrabbanei? And the answer Rav Avin holds is, because Akira Tzarech Anochihi, the Akira, the Kira and the Anocha are considered one long act. And therefore, it's not like the Chil Shabbos came after the clothing were torn. It was at the same time. So if that's the case, Hachinami, when somebody picks up the chalev with the intention to steal it and eat it, Hagbar Tzarech Achilihi, they're all one long act. And it should be, according to Rav Avin, that should be considered a situation of simultaneous. Answers Gemara Hachi Hashta. The two situations that we've been speaking about, the person who picks up the chalev and the person who tears clothing on Shabbos are not comparable. Hasan Yafshal Agbar B'loy Akira. In the case where somebody threw the arrow on Shabbos, so as we explained, the malacha of carrying or throwing on Shabbos involves an Akira and a Hanocha. And therefore, from the Akira, it's considered that you have begun being Mechal Shabbos. However, when it comes to eating Chalev, Efshel Achila B'loy Hagbah, the Achila and the Hagbah do not necessarily travel together, because it's possible to eat the Chalev without doing any Hagbah. The Bah, Gach V'achel, you could have just put your head down and eaten the Chalev. So when is there a Chiyev? The Chiyev is when they have to both be. So for Shabbos, you have to do an Akir V'anochem. And therefore, if you didn't do an Akir and Anoch, it's not considered that you did a Chil Shabbos. And that was also the way you did the tearing of the clothing. Whereas by the Chalev, you don't have to pick up Chalev in order to eat a Chalev. Inami, by the Chetz, once you throw that arrow, so you can't retrieve it. And therefore, it's considered already that you have done the Chil Shabbos. Hacha, whereas by the case of the Chalev, Matzah Lahadalei, you, even if you picked it up, and even if you picked it up with the intention of eating it, but until you actually eat it, you don't have to eat it. And therefore, you can't compare an Akira and Hanocha to the Hagbah of Chalev and the eating of the Chalev. Ask the Gemara. So Gemara gave two different explanations why the case of Chalev and the case of Shabbos are not the same. So one is because by the Chalev you didn't have to pick it up, and the other one is by the Chalev you could have not eaten it even if you picked it up. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the practical nafkamina between these two versions? Answers the Gemara, Ikabinai, Hamavis Sakin B'Shus HaRabim. If somebody is carrying a knife in his hands on Shabbos, and as he's walking carrying the knife on Shabbos, Karashroim Be'Lichasai, he ripped something while he's walking. Lachleshna Damamrit, according to the first version that explained Rev Oven's explanation, Efshla Nocha B'Lai Kira, that since on Shabbos, the Kira and Hanocha are considered one act of Chil Shabbos. So that is the requirement to ever have the Malach of carrying Shabbos. And therefore here too, somebody who's carrying the knife, we have that concept of Yef Shel Anocha B'Lai Kira. However, L'Hach Lishn the Amrit, according to the version, the second version that explained Rev Oven, because by the case of throwing something, once you've thrown it, L'Motzim Hadalei, you can't retrieve it, that's when you throw something. But when you're carrying a knife, and therefore, according to that version, Rav Avin would agree that somebody who's carrying a knife on Shabbos, or while he's carrying it, he ripped something before he did the Dalet Amos, that we would not say Kimle Drabanei, because the act of Chil Shabbos came after the time that you're chayiv for ripping somebody else's clothing. And the Gemara goes further into this halacha. Guf Amar Abavin, Hazarik Eitz, Mitchilas Arba, L'Saif Arba. If somebody throws something from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos, Mikar Shrayim Belichasoy, and while it's traveling, it ripped somebody's articles of clothing, the halacha is he's potter. We're going to apply the concept of Kimmel Eved Rabbanei, because we're going to say Kirit Tzarech Anachihi. Moser Rabbi Abaya. So ask Rabbi Abaya on what Rav Avin just taught us. The Brisa teaches us, Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for having stolen someone else's wallet. Even though he also carries that wallet out of the person's home, and he's also being Mechal Shabbos for carrying. And the explanation is, the chiyuv for geneva came as soon as he picked up that wallet, and the chiyuv skila for chil Shabbos only came when you took it out of that person's home. However, continues the Braisa, he didn't pick up the wallet; he schlepped the wallet out from this person's house to the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the schlepping, that's called a Maisa Hoitzah, and you're not chayiv until you've taken it out of this person's home, then indeed we're going to say you're potter. We will say Kimmel Eber Rabbanei, because in this situation, Shereitzah Shabbos V'Geneva Boyin Kechad, the chayiv Shabbos comes when you removed it from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. And that's also the moment where you did the Maisa Geneva. So since these two Averis came at the same time, then that's why you Chayiv. But ask the Gemara, Vamai, why in the Reisha, when you picked it up in the person's home, do we say that the Geneva came before the Shabbos? If picking it up is the Akira of the carrying on Shabbos, so why don't we apply the concept of Akabah, Tzaruch HaTzahi, that we've been saying that's a reason why Rav Oven holds that we don't say, that we say Kimmel Eved Rabbanei, even in such circumstances. Hachamai Skinan, says the Gemara, here we're not talking about a person who had an intention when he picked it up to carry it out. And that, if that would be the case, that would be the initiation of the Chilul Shabbos. Rather, here it's referring to a situation that he first picked it up not with the intention to take it out. He picked it up just to hide it somewhere in this person's house. And like that, he'll come back after he hides it to retrieve it. So the Akira was not a Hilchus Shabbos Akira. It was a Hilchus Geneva Akira. And then, he decided to take it out. So since that's what So then, when he made that decision, it's considered a new Akira. And therefore, we have not the two Akiras, the Akira for Geneva and the Akira for Shabbos, coming at the same time that we should say, according to Rav Oven, Kimle with Rabbanei. The first Akira was only for Geneva, and then later there was an Akira for Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, But if that's what happened, that somebody picked something up without the intention to take it out from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and then while it's in his hands, he changed his mind to take it out to Rishus HaRabim, v'chi gav nechayiv, mechayiv, would he be chayiv in such circumstances for carrying a Shabbos? Ask the Gemara, v'amrav Simon, amrav Ami, amrav Yochanan, v'chvan hachafetzim, mizavis v'lazavis. If somebody's carrying something in his home, to move it from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. And then, nimloch le'em v'tziyam. And then he changed his mind to take him out. Originally, his intention was to move it from one place in Rishus HaYochid to another place in Rishus HaYochid. And then he decided to take it to the Rishus Rabbim. Potter. He's not chayiv Chorm Chattis. It's not considered that he did Chil Shabbos with the Raisa. Shaloi hoisa kir m'shoin mukach. As Rashi explains, the Torah, when it speaks about Melacha on Shabbos, uses the words Meleches Machsheves. So we learn from there that in order to be considered a Melacha, you have to have in mind to have done the Melacha. And even when we speak about a Melacha being done on Mishayging in Shabbos, it doesn't mean that that wasn't your intention to do what you did. If it wasn't your intention to do a Melacha, then even if there's no difference, Shagig amazed, it's not a Melacha. What makes something into a Shagig is that you didn't realize a Shabbos, you didn't realize that what you were doing is a Melacha. But you certainly had to have Meleches Machsheves. You certainly had to have an intention to do a Melacha. Here, when you picked it up, it was not your intention to carry it out. So if the person picked something up in the house that he was stealing from, and his intention was not to remove it from the house, his intention was latznioi, to put it somewhere in the house, and then he changed his mind, he wouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos, because his akira was not an akira with the intention to carry it out. So how are we saying that we should be chayiv, that we should say kimlei mit rabbanei? There is no kimlei mit rabbanei, there's no chayiv for Shabbos. And, of course, the Rishonim asked the question, yes, now it was not his intention to take it out, but isn't it ultimately his intention to take it out? So the fact that he ultimately intends to take it out, why is that not considered that when he picked it up, even though right now his intention was letznioi, but his intention ultimately was letznioi, to remove it, why is it not considered that he had intention to take it out? So explains the Shita Mekubetzes, that Meleches Machsheves means that the melacha I want to do is being done now. The fact that I do something now, and this is the first step towards doing something in the future, that doesn't make that first step melacha into Chil Shabbos. Here, when I picked it up originally, it was not my intention to pick it up to do a melacha on Shabbos. And therefore, even though ultimately that was my plan, that wouldn't make it into carrying on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, don't say the Mishnah is referring to a situation where it was when he did the original Akira, it was not with the intention of removing it. It was intention to leave it there. So if that's the case, so why didn't the two? Why is it not considered the two averus come simultaneously? That he stopped. So the first Akira ends the moment the person stopped in the home. That ended that first Akira. So when will he be Chayiv Shabbos? When he starts moving again. But for the Geneva, he was already Chayiv from the first Akira. And that's why we'll be Chayiv both for the Geneva and for the Chil Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, we said that he stopped. Oven Lamai, why did he stop? Ilakatif, if somebody stops because he has to arrange, adjust what he's carrying, that's not called stopping. Because urchehu, that's normal that a person, when he's carrying something, he has to adjust what he's carrying. And therefore, that's not called that he undid, that he was mevatel, the original Akira of Shabbos. El by medlofesh. It means that he stopped because he wanted to rest. But what does that mean? Avel katif, if he picked it up with the intention of taking it out, And therefore, if that was his intention was to do two Averis, the Avera of Shabbos and the Avera of Geneva. And that's what we're going to say, Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei. It's only, and the difference is, if he stopped with Katif, that's not called stopping, and we'll say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei. So ask the Gemara, why when we wanted to pick out a case of Adatani, why do we want, when the Braisa wanted to teach us a case of where we say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei, spoke about the case, Ahoy Megarev Yotz, Megarev Yotz Potter, where he was schlepping this package out. And we learned because when he was schlepping the package out, he's chayef for Shabbos when he takes it out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he's also chayef for Geneva. We could have said even a better reason. We could have said a better case. Niflgalus of the dog. When won't I say Kimle with Rabbanei? The medvar mamurim, I'm the lofush. If after he picked it up, he stopped to rest. So therefore, the chayef Geneva came when he picked it up. The Chiyuv Shabbos comes when he does the second Akira after he rests. Avil Katif, but if he picked it up and he stopped, the halacha would be, and he did it just to adjust, the halacha would be that we would say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei because both Averis came at the same time. So now that this is what the Braisa is teaching us, so now we have back a question of Oven. Why did the Braisa say that if somebody picked up a wallet on Shabbos, with the intention to take it out to Shus Rabbim, he's chayiv, but tashlumim, we don't say Kimmel de Rabbanei. If we said that everybody agrees to the concept of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, so when I picked it up in the house on the intention to steal it, and I also picked it up with the intention to carry it out on Shabbos, so those two Averis come at the same time if we subscribe, as the Gemara says, everybody does to the concept of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. And therefore, the halacha ought to be that we should say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei. Ella, says the Gemara, our Braisa is following the opinion. Hamani, who is the author of this Braisa? Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, that says Mahalach Ka'im Adami, that every time a person takes a step, he's chayiv, that's considered a new akira and anocha. So what happened, and so if a person takes a step, he initiates the step, that's the akira. He puts his foot down, that's hanocha. Takes another step, we have a new akira and a new hanocha. So the chiyuv of Geneva came by the first akira when he picked up this wallet. The chiyuv for carrying only came when he walked out from Shusar Yachid to Shusar Rabin. If that's the case, that special halacha that Ben Azai teaches us, that we say that every step is considered a new akira and a new anocha, is a halacha that said regarding when you walk. That's where Ben Azai says mahalach koimid, avol zayrik, but he doesn't obviously say that when you throw something. When you take a step, as we just explained, every step is a new akira and a new anocha. But when you throw something for dalat amos or shusarabim, the halacha is that it's considered one act. The halacha is, and therefore, if somebody picked something up in the house, picked up somebody's wallet in the house, and threw it out on Shabbos, the halacha would be that because everybody's subscribing to the concept of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, then the halacha would be that everybody would agree that you say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei. So if that's the case, why do we have to speak about a case of schlepping, that's where you're going to be, that we say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei, Niflik V'nissa B'didah. But Madva Mamurim, when will we say that we don't say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei? And you'll be chai for the Geneva and for the Shabbos, the Mahalach if you're walking, because that's when we have Ben Azai's concept of Mahalach Koimid. Ava Zayrik, if you threw it, then you'd be potter, because the Akira for throwing it and the Akira for stealing it come at the same time, and we should say Kimmel Ebed Rabbanei. I saw the Mefarshim make an interesting point. According to Ben Azai, Mahalach Kaimed, when somebody walks, it's never considered that he went Dalet Amos, because every step is a new action of a new Akira, a new Anocha. So Mefarshim asks a question. We know that Midaraisa, if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, We're supposed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. If Sukkos is on Shabbos, we're supposed to take the Dalminim on Shabbos. Chazal made a rule that we shouldn't, because Chazal were concerned, Shema Yavirena Dalar Amos Breshus Rabbim. Maybe you're going to end up walking with your Dalminim, and you're so anxious to do the mitzvah, you're going to end up carrying the Dalminim Dalar Amos on Shabbos. Shema Yavirena, you're so anxious to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to end up walking with that shofar Dalar Amos and Shus Rabbim. But ask the Mefarshim, according to Ben Azai, even if you're going to walk Dalar Amos on Shabbos with your shofar, even if you're going to walk Dalar Amos on Shabbos with your Dalar Minim, you wouldn't be chayiv. Because he says you're never chayiv only because every step is a new action and you'll never have that it should combine to walking Dalar Amos. So some explain that when the Gemara says Shemi Avrena Dalar Amos Rishus Rabbim, it doesn't mean only for walking Dalar Amos Rishus Rabbim. It means that the initial act of taking one step with your shofar, taking one step with your Dalar Minim from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabbim is awesome at the Raisa. That is certainly going to be the halacha according to Ben Azai as well. You only need one step for being chayiv, for carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim, and that's what Chazal were concerned about. The issue with that teretz is if that's what Chazal were concerned about, so why did Chazal, when they described the gzeira, did they speak about Shema Yavirena Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabbim? They should have said Shema Yikach. Maybe you'll take the shofar, the Dalar Minim, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim. That's the concern. The concern, according to Ben Azai, isn't the walking Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabbim. So of course we could say, we don't paskin like Ben Azai, and we don't paskin Mahalach Koimid, so walking Dalar Amos. But what would Ben Azai do with that Gemara? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that Ben Azai knows that when somebody does a mitzvah, and when somebody's excited to do a mitzvah, how does he perform the mitzvah? The way he performed the mitzvah is he jumps. He jumps four amos from Rishus HaRabbim. Ben Azai will agree, if somebody jumps four amos from Rishus HaRabbim, then he'll be chayiv. And since that's the way Ben Azai assumes a person is in his excitement to do a mitzvah, does a mitzvah, that's why they had to make a gzeira that you can't take the shofar, you can't take the dalminim on Shabbos. But the question is, that why didn't the Mishnah differentiate between walking and throwing? Answered the Gemara, because the Mishnah wanted to teach us Megarvi Yotze, the Braisa wanted to teach us Megarvi Yotze Itzuchalei, wanted to teach us the rule of schlepping. Salkadat Chamina, because one can make an argument that you only chayiv on Shabbos for Melacha if it's done in a normal fashion, and schlepping something out is Ein Derech Etzobekach, that's not the way something is normally is chayiv, and therefore there shouldn't be a chayiv Shabbos. Kamash Malon, that's why that it is considered chil of Shabbos, and therefore since it's considered chil of Shabbos, that's why we could say here Kim Leibed Rabbanei. But ask the Gemara, what kind of package are we schlepping out that we have this discussion that will you be chayiv for Shabbos or will you not be chayiv for Shabbos? Ask the Gemara, b'mai ibar avrevi, if we're talking about a large package. Urchehu, that's certainly the way something is normally carried out. Viva Zutri, and if we're talking about a small package, lav urchi, why taka yichai for Shabbos? Something that you normally carry in your hand, a small package, you're not chayiv. It's not derech hatzor b'kach if you carry it, schlepping it out. Says the Gemara, we're talking about mitzi, something that's not very large and not very small, and therefore, yeah, the halacha is that the Brice is coming to teach us that if you schlep such a type of a package out on Shabbos, it is considered Chil Shabbos. And also, given the example that we've been discussing, we would apply the concept of Kim Leibed Rabbanei. So the Gemara continues to analyze this Brice. With Afke Lahecha, this Ganif that schlepped the package out of the home of the owner, where did he schlep it to? Edi Afke Lashus Rabbim, if he schlepped it out to Rishus HaRabbim, ask the Gemara, is a Shabbos Ikka? Of course he's chai for carrying in Shabbos, taking something, and now we said that this is the way it's normally carried, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim. But ask the Gemara, is a Geneva Lekka? There is no Geneva, because what is, we know, In order to be considered that you have stolen something, you had to do an act of a kinyan. What is the act of a kinyan? The act of a kinyan is mishicha. That's the kinyan here, that you're schlepping something. But the halacha is that mishicha is not effective in Rishus HaRabim. And here, it was schlepping the package from the owner's home, from the person whom you're stealing from, to the Rishus HaRabim. So you're going to indeed be chayiv for Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos, but it wouldn't be considered that you took ownership of this package because there can't be mishicha. But the Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Ritva asked the question, even if we'll say that there is no mishicha in Rishus HaRabim, isn't there a kinyan of Dalar Amis? The Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia, that Daf Yud Amud Aleph teaches us, Abba Amish Adam Kana Leib Rishus HaRabim, that wherever I stand in Rishus HaRabim, anything that comes in my Dalar Amis becomes mine. Says Rishonim expand. This halacha, the Dalar Amis Shal Adam Kana Leib Rishus HaRabim, is only in certain specific situations. One is in a Metzia. If somebody finds something in Rishus HaRabim, so who's considered the person who found it? So Chazal made a rule that whoever's Dalar Amis this package is found, that's considered the owner of the package. Or we've spoken about a get. So the halach is if a get is thrown to a woman, and the woman is standing in Rishus HaRabim, and the get comes within her Dalar Amis, it's considered as if she received the get. And as we discussed in Masechta Yevamos, Chazal made this rule because Chazal were concerned that the woman should not be in a state of limbo. Is she an Eishes Ish or not? But that isn't a rule all over that the halacha should be that if a ganif steals something and he brings it into his own Dalar Amis and Shus HaRabim should be considered his. That's not where Chazal made this rule. Read after the Shus HaYochid. If the person took the package out from the Rishus HaYochid where it was, into another Rishus HaYochid, so ask the Gemara, Issa Geneva Ikka, then indeed it will be an Issa Geneva. In other words, let's say this person who's stealing this package lives next to the home of the person whom he stole from. And he took it from the Rishus HaYochid of the Nignav. He took it from Rishus HaYochid from the person who had stolen to his own Rishus HaYochid. So yes, that would be a legitimate way of a kinyan that it becomes his, and that he did a geneva. But if you take something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, midaraisa is a Shabbos leka. Leitzricha, says the Gemara, that he brought it, letzidei Rishus HaRabim. There are areas that are on the sides of Rishus HaRabim, where people used to leave things there, and that's an area where the Gemara says it's considered as far as Hilchos Shabbos Rishus HaRabim, and it's considered as far as Geneva, a place where you could do Kinyonim. Well, come on, ask the Gemara whose opinion does this follow. Iker Belezer Dama Tzid Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim Dama, if it's following the opinion of Rishus HaRabim, who completely considers the Tzid Rishus HaRabim like Rishus HaRabim. So ask the Gemara. So we're back to our original question. It's a Shabbos Iker, it's a Geneva Leka. You'll be chayiv for carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos, but there won't be a chayiv for Geneva. If, on the other hand, it's following the opinion of the Rabbana Dama Tzid Rishus HaRabim like Rishus HaRabim Dami, So then it's a Geneva Iker, because you tack it brought it to a place where you could take ownership, but it's a Shabbos Leka. Answers the Gemara Loyal and Rebbe Lezer. This price is going to be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. But says the Gemara, the Kiyam Rebbe Lezer, Tzidr Shusram, Shusram Dami. When did he can say that the Tzidr Shusram is considered like the Shusram? Hani Mila in Yechayuv is Shabbos. That's only as far as Hilcha Shabbos is concerned. Because the Zimel Dach Rabim Vayla Hassam, sometimes there are too many people in the Shus Rabim, and because there's such a crowd in the Shus Rabim, they congregate on the Tzid Shus Rabim. That's why Rebbe Lezer, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, considers it a Shus Rabim. Aval in Yemikna, when we talk about being able to do a Kinyan, Kani, a person could do a Kinyan even in Tzid Shus Rabim. My Tama, the law is shchicha by rabbim. It's not a place that there are always a rabbim there. When is the halacha that an area where you can't do mashicha, that it should be considered an act of kinyan? It's only in a place where people are never there. But if this is a place where people are always there, if this is a place that it's only sometimes that people are there, that's going to make it into an area where you could do a kinyan. Rav Ashi says a different teretz. The Braisa is talking about a space that you talked about, that we took it to Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The question was, so then you'll only have chiv for carrying a Shabbos, but you wouldn't have a chiv for Geneva. Says the Gemara, it's talking about a case. Kigon should sirif yod lamata mishloisha. He put his hand within three tefachim of the ground of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. He put one hand within that area, and then he put it into the other hand, and that's the way it's going to be considered a Maisa Kinyan. And what type of a Kinyan is this? Says the Gemara, it's the type of Kinyan that Rava taught us. Dama Rava, Yadu Shal Adam Chshuv Aloi Ka'aba Aba Tfachim. A person's hand, it has a significance. And since when you put something in somebody's hand, even though that hand is in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's considered a separate area. And therefore, it's considered as if you put it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it's right next to the floor of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, for Hilchos Shabbos. But on the other hand, it's also considered like you put it into a place that is a place where a person can make a kinyan. It's his hand. Rav Acha Masnachi says the Gemara, Rav Acha learned that, like Rav Ashi taught it, and we're talking about that the person put it from one hand into another hand of his, which was in three tefachim in the Shusha Rabbim. Ravina Masnil Oilam Dafkal Shusha Rabbim. He took it out to Shusha Rabbim. And he holds the Shusha Rabbim Nami Koyin. And what we're learning here is that you could do Mashicha even in Shusha Rabbim. And therefore, since he could do a Kinyan in the Shusha Rabbim, that's why the Chiyah for Shabbos and the Chiyah for Geneva, the Chiyah for Shabbos and the Chiyah for Geneva come at the same time. The Tavayu says the Gemara of Acha and Ravina that are having this machloikis. If somebody could do a Kinyan in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the Yukad Hamas Nisa Pligi are actually arguing how to understand a Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, if somebody was stealing an animal from someone else, and he took the animal out of the owner's property, he was schlepping this animal, and the animal died while it was still in the owner's property, because the ganef never took ownership of this animal, that he should be responsible for what happens to it. But if he picked up the animal, even though he picked it up in the rishus of the owner, or he removed it from the owner's property, and then mace, the animal dies, chayiv, at that point, the ganef will be responsible. Says the Gemara, Ravina and Rav Acha both learned the same Mishnah. But they learned the Mishnah and they came to different conclusions with halachas and when Mashiach is effective, because Ravina died. Mereisha, Ravina based his lesson on his halacha on the reisha of the Mishnah, and Rav Acha daik misefer. Rav Acha based his opinion on the sefer of the Mishnah. And the Gemara explains, Ravina daik mereisha. It says, "Hayy mashcha meis v'yotzer meis b'shus ba'alim potter." So what did the Mishnah say? Tam the meis b'shus ba'alim, because the animal died before it ever left the owner's property. What do we see from here? Hoytzim Rishus Balim, if it had been removed from the owner's property and then it died chayiv. Even though, where is it now? In the Rishus Rabbim. So we see that the Mashiach is effective even in the Rishus Rabbim. Whereas Rav Acha Daik Masefa, it says, if he picked it up, and he took it out, Hoytzah Dumin Dagba. And he says, since the Braisa speaks about a Tzah and Agbah together, the Allah is Ma'agbah Dosal Rishusay. What does Agbah accomplish? When Agbah accomplishes that it becomes mine, Afa Tzah, it means Dosal Rishusay. But if I took it to the Rishusay Rabbim, it would not be a Mashiach. But ask the Gemara. Yes, Ravina was able to come to his conclusion based on the Reisha. Rav Acha was able to come to his psak based on the Sefer. But ask the Gemara now, Rav Acha kasha Reisha, and Ravina kasha Sefer. Answers the Gemara, Reisha Rav Acha like kasha, kamadal also Rishusay, because Rav Acha is going to say, then the Reisha, which says that you have to take it out to be responsible, says as long as it didn't come to Rishusay, Rishus Baalim Karina Bay, it's considered still in the property of the owner. But therefore, if it didn't come to your Rishus, you're potter. And Rusef Lervina Lakasha, Hatsa Dumid Agbah, Lamina, he doesn't say that we compare to Hatsa Agbah. And Agbah, indeed, you don't have to take it out to another Rishus, but by Hatsa, you have to take it out. By Hatsa, you have to, as soon as you take it out to Rishus HaRabim, it's considered that you didn't act the Mashiach. There's a very interesting halacha that's discussed by the Achronim that's based on this Gemara. The Torah says, regarding the Dalaminim, that v'lekachtam lechem, a person has to own the Dalaminim. And a person, let's say, is taking somebody else's Dalaminim, and in order to be able to be yoytz the mitzvah, of course, as we know, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah discusses extensively, it has to be done with a matanam nas lahachsir. So somebody gives it to me. So what type of a kinyan is going to be effective, that these dalaminim that I'm taking from you in shul, that it should be, it's not my rishus, that it should be considered a valid kinyan. So some explain that you do agbah, you'll pick up the dalaminim for and you'll take ownership. But the issue with that is that, is that considered a valid kinyan in a place which isn't mine? Because everybody will agree, explains the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Nun Ches of Katan Yud, that if I bring these Dalaminim to my home, then we're going to have a Kenyan Chatzar. But let's say I do a Kenyan Mashicha. A Kenyan Mashicha is only valid Midarabonim. And the Machna Ephraim has a discussion. The question the Machna Ephraim has is that here, we want to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of l'kachtem l'chem, that it should be considered mine, that I should be able to do the mitzvah of dalaminim, and can we be mitzvah the mitzvah with a kinyan that it should be considered mine with something which is only a kinyan d'rabbonim? So the Machna Ephraim wants to suggest that once Chazal established that this is a legitimate form of a kinyan, so then it's a legitimate kinyan even to make it effective for d'araisa. So we should do a mashicha, and that would be fine. Even if we say that it doesn't work, we just, there are those that hold that by matana, it's easier to affect Mashiach than by any other type, than by buying something. Here, as we said, it's been given to me with a matanam nas lachser. So for a ganif, it may not be a valid form of kinyan. If I buy something, it may not be a valid form of kinyan. For a matana, it may be. Another explanation is that I'll do a kinyan hagbah. And according to most Rishonim, kinyan hagbah is a kinyan daraisa in all places. Our Gemara just said that the kinyan hagbah is valid even if it's not in my rishus. Even the Gemara spoke about a case where I did a kinyan hagbah in the rishus of the person who I stole from. Certainly if I do hagbah in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis HaMedrash, which doesn't belong to any one individual, those Rishonim will hold, if we hold Kinyan Agbah as a Kinyan Daraisa, it will become mine. But now we have another Kinyan that Al Gemara just said. Al Gemara just said there's a Kinyan of Yad, that anything that comes into my hand, the Gemara just said, becomes mine. So if I take and I'll put the Dalaminim from one hand into another hand, that will be a valid way of Kinyan. So if somebody wants to be sure that he's taking somebody else's Dalaminim on Sukkos to be yoytz the mitzvah with a matana manas lahachser, what he ought to do is do everything, mashicha, hagbah, and kinyan yad.